I'm really thankful. You know, it's not one person that makes empty bowls.
No.
It's really lots, as Grace is saying, lots of different hands, lots of different people that plug in, you know, and the partnership we have with the pantry, you know, it's just, it's so beautiful because they handle things that I can't.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio dial, 102.9. Here today in room 138, otherwise known as the Heart of Empty Bowls, with Brenda Johnson. Brenda, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, Steve.
It's a week away, and you're doing well?
Yes.
A
surviving.
Little frazzled, maybe, but you're trying to avoid
nervous.
That?
Trying to. A little nervous.
Of
lots
course.
Of loose ends to tie up, but, you know, we're getting there.
You're in the process, and you've done this. This is your 10th anniversary?
Yeah.
Yay!
I know. I don't know where our decade went. It's really, it's unbelievable.
It just disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
crazy. I know
crazy.
In a conversation I had with some of the Franklin Education Foundation folks, 1999 was the first grant for clay.
Yeah.
That they made.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, Empty Bowls has been around. It predates me. Alicia Bell started it and got it rolling, and it's taken different iterations over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the longest standing clubs at Franklin High School. And then right before I joined FHS, the club, we had some teachers go out on sabbatical,
right.
And positions change, and I think
life
Empty
happens.
Bowls got merged into our club. And then after being here for 2 years, I felt ready to kind of take on club work.
Mm-hmm.
And restarted the club, and I didn't think anyone would actually come, which is really funny. I imagine being like alone on Mondays, just pinching bowls, and you know, lo and behold, you know.
And gradually, the numbers have grown and grown and grown.
Yeah, we started with one group for the first, probably maybe the first like 3 to 5 years, you know, and then the club has just gotten bigger and bigger over time.
Right.
And we've, you know, allowed students to kind of pop in and pop out and, you know, do a sports season. And so there's been a revolving door.
Right. Yeah.
So there are now like two groups, and we rotate every other Monday. But there is a core group, which is here, that is kind of a part of, you know, all the steps that I and Empty Bowls take throughout the year.
The process is well followed.
Yeah. So it's amazing. It's amazing what's happened in 10 years.
Absolutely. So, we've got some folks here.
Well, I'm Grace. I'm the president this year for Empty Bowls. I've been in the club.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very exciting. I've been in the club for 4 years now, since my freshman year. I first learned about Empty Bowls in middle school, actually. My art teacher, Ms. Donato, had her students in her art club all go to the Empty Bowls fundraiser.
Okay.
And just, I thought the work that they did was absolutely incredible.
Sure.
And I knew I wanted to get involved with that.
And you have stayed with it.
I have stayed with it, yeah.
Good.
I'm Evie. I'm like the community relations officer.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
We have a thing in common. So I've been sharing the stuff that you put up on Instagram and elsewhere.
No, that's actually Kat, who does the social media.
Oh, social media communications. It depends on how you define it.
Shades of gray.
Shades of gray, yes.
I've been in the club since sophomore year. I heard about it freshman year, but I wasn't able to join. It was already full. But I've been doing ceramics since freshman year.
So, yes, you got the bug. You're in it.
I'm Kat. I do some of the social media for Empty Bowls.
Yep.
This is my second year in the club. I joined last year, but I started doing ceramics in my freshman year.
Okay.
And been hooked ever since.
Yes. And last but not least.
Yes. I'm Cleo. I'm the like special ambassador for the club. This is my third year in the club, and I've been doing ceramics 1, 2, 3, and now I'm in AP 3D since like the start of high school.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. The AP 3D, that's clearly AP, Advanced Placement, 3D, so you're really into more than just a bowl.
Yes.
Definitely more than just a bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all actually in the AP 3D program, and as part of that, we all pick a an inquiry question to follow and, like, an investigation that we do through three-dimensional art.
Okay, so
for
what
us,
kind of an inquiry question? Can you elaborate that? Some people would say a question.
Well, it can be kind of anything. I did mine on Ovid's Myth of Icarus from his Metamorphosis collection, so okay. Just kind of interpreting, you know, the famous myth of flying too close to the sun through sculpture and three-dimensional art.
Right.
And then, I mean, you guys all did different things. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, I did mine based on Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings!
Yeah, yes! Like the different themes in it, and then like how I like kind of like picture them as like sculptures.
Cool.
I did mine based off of the Seven Deadly Sins. So I made one sculpture for each of the seven.
Yep.
Kind of like how I interpreted it.
Yes.
And I actually am like hoping to go into the film industry when I'm older. So I did mine on like the kind of negative stuff that happens in the film industry, kind of talking to how maybe I could like change that as I go into it when I'm older.
You gotta make some changes, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, without getting too political, et cetera. The social media world, as you're aware, and newspapers are dying, so.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a business. I have an information opportunity to share with the community everything that's happening, and I focus on the good stuff because people are already going to do the bad stuff anyway, so I let them do that.
Yeah.
Because people need to know what's happening. And this, certainly, you're both learning and then for a good cause. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Over the course of the year, you've got the different groups coming in and out. I think you also have done some kind of community sets where people could come in and for a specific time, just people walking off the street and then doing something that becomes part of the Empty Bowls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got two groups this year split by grade, so senior and freshman and then sophomore and junior, and they alternate every other Monday. But people are in and out of the classroom on different days or all throughout the week depending on what they're working on, especially mm-hmm. our silent auction workers.
True.
Do a lot of work on that. The community nights that we do, people, like, there were a couple teachers that came in, food pantry staff, just community members, people with their kids, you know, come in and get to, you know, have a hand in making the bowls for the event that mm-hmm. go on the table along with everybody else's
sure.
for the fundraiser.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. They started as Saturday Open Studios, and this year I moved them during the school week or the work week just to see if we would get if we would just change things up a little bit. And it was kind of the same.
Yeah.
But the weekends were there's a lot of things happening on the weekend, so it felt like for me and the students that are part of that work, it might just be a little easier, but I think we're always all busy, so there's never a good time. But it's amazing because there are some folks that have been coming to the Open Studios for many years,
mm-hmm.
and so they kind of plug in, you know, once a year, and we made at least 100 bowls in throughout the both open studios.
Oh, okay.
And folks made the bowls, and then a large portion came back and actually glazed their bowls as well. And then whatever was left over, the club and I absorbed and finished. And we're just finishing those bowls. But it's a really nice moment to just open up the high school and open up the classroom,
sure.
right? It's free, you know, through the Franklin Cultural Council, you know, granting support.
Yep.
You know, we can do that work. And you know, not charge anything.
Correct.
And so it's their support is crucial in making the club
mm-hmm.
function. And so it's really fun nights.
Yes.
You know, especially having like little kids. Mm-hmm. We had this one lovely young man named Wes. I think he was the smallest. So he's my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
And like
Wesley.
He was
he's
just
great.
So cute, you know. And like those, like we don't have a lot of little people in the classroom,
true.
And like you just wanted to like take them home,
yep.
you know.
Yeah.
And so those are great moments.
Little kids like to play with little. I mean, Play-Doh, sand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clay was almost mm-hmm. natural to them.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So those are really fun nights, you know. And then there was parents here as well and siblings,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so it's like. It's amazing, you know, Empty Bowls is very much about community,
true.
Right? It's about bringing all different types of people together all throughout the year, mostly the club, and then those small initiatives that we can do. And then the fundraiser is a celebration of that work. And then also bringing, again, community, students, parents, the pantry folks into, you know, that into the cafeteria
mm-hmm.
and celebrating a year of work and then celebrating what the pantry
yeah,
does.
That is, a simple bowl of soup.
Yeah.
Some bread. And a cookie, of course.
Yeah. So it's amazing. It's very simple. We haven't really changed the model of empty bowls since the beginning.
Right.
Amy Cadaldo and Aaron Lynch, who were a part of the pantry when we restarted Empty Bowls, we all kind of like built this together, and we've kept the same components, you know, throughout from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
And so the players have changed a little bit in 10 years.
Right.
You know, students are plugged in, plugged out. With schools, we've had siblings over the years,
sure.
You know,
yep.
Sisters, brothers, yep. Which is just phenomenal, something I never really anticipated. But the heart of Empty Bowls has stayed the same. You know, and the mission's just been to, you know, share their work and their message,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. I think my daughters had one graduate in 2004, one in 2006, both did Empty Bowls, and that was, Allie was first.
Lauren Drzezinski did some Empty Bowl stuff. She
mm-hmm.
was the previous ceramics teacher at the high school before I arrived.
And I think, and to that point, because I think Allie was the older one, she went through first, and then she said, Carolyn, have some fun. And so, you know, it that kind of spread, and then you talk amongst your friends, and they say, come on, yeah, let's go. And then once you're in...
You said they did it in 2006?
2004 and 2006.
We were all, what, born in 2006?
So.
Yeah, okay.
That's humbling.
Ages some of us rapidly, right?
Just like, you know, that scale of time that this work has gone through.
Right. Well, since the first FEF mm-hmm. grant, which gave them the clay back in 1999.
Yeah.
So it's... continuing mm-hmm. an evolving process, and the word hopefully is continuing to spread,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it still is needed because not everybody knows,
mm-hmm.
so we still have work to do.
Yeah, the FEF, the Franklin Education Foundation, you know, offered me the first grant to get restarted
mm-hmm.
and help build that nest egg, because the clubs are, you know, technically, you know, the high school gives us the spaces and a small teacher stipend, but there's no financing for the most part for any materials or extra things that you do. So
that's a separate issue. We'll go with that a separate time.
So like the Franklin Education Foundation, you know, helps Empty Bowls get restarted. And then I've kind of used different resources over the years. Franklin Cultural Council has been a partner for probably the last 6 years.
Right.
As the FEF is kind of unfortunately phased out of Franklin.
Yeah, I think their official paperwork is still not quite finished from what I understand, but yeah, they're about to kind of close out that and hand over some money to the schools who are setting up a separate fund to still try and do something like that going forward.
Yeah.
But yeah, under the school auspices as opposed to an outside group, so. Yeah, but there was an awful lot of folks over the years that certainly did that, and now you're kind of carrying on the tradition as you do it each year.
Yeah.
So. That's all good. Good.
That's definitely one of my favorite parts of Empty Bowls, at least, is how many hands touch everything that we do in here, be it, you know, the number of kids coming into the club, community members, food pantry, or the different funding that we get. I mean, I've been a member of over a dozen clubs at Franklin High School, and all of them, like, everything is funded by either the teachers or the students, and it's always a struggle to get buses or cords
mm-hmm.
or even candy for the club fair.
Right.
But something like Empty Bowls, that's just so... well-loved, and like Ms. Johnson
recognized,
and, you know, everyone puts so much work into
mm-hmm.
keeping this afloat that it really stands apart from all the other clubs at Franklin High School, not only because of the work we do, but because of the work that goes into it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Which is not to say the other clubs are not good. They're all good.
Oh,
they're
great.
All great. They just, they're the different purposes.
Yeah.
So,
no,
that's
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, Model Congress or the Mock Trial Club don't touch nearly as many, you know, lives as Empty Bowls does, and they do different things.
Correct.
Just the scale of the work is so incredible for this club.
Plans for future? I mean, we were also in May. Graduation is coming for some of you?
For
really
all
soon?
Of us.
For all of them.
All seniors, all yes, my heart is breaking.
Yeah, June 6th is around the corner.
Don't remind me.
Yeah, it's a little scary, but I mean, I am going to Ithaca College in upstate New York for film, actually.
Yep.
So,
for film, yes, you mentioned that earlier. Yeah.
Yes, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
But I'm very sad to be leaving the school. Empty Bowls, Ms. Johnson. It's going to be really sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It's another new world out there, so
yeah.
I think you've been prepared well. Figure it out.
Yeah, I'll also be in upstate New York at Rochester Institute of Tech.
RIT, yes.
Yep. I'm going for mechanical engineering, but I hope to, like, keep some art in there somewhere.
There is art in design, because I've heard, if you do design right, it's invisible, because whatever it is, it just becomes functional, right? And there's art to that.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm actually taking a gap year next year.
That's good.
Before going to college, so
yes.
I'll be back for the club.
Oh, well, there's silver linings there, yes.
Not leaving yet.
Don't say that, because I'm going to reach out. I don't forget those things.
You're hooked now. And we have it recorded.
And I'm going to Bentley University.
Bentley,
in Waltham,
yes. Mm-hmm,
for business administration and psychology.
Oh, good. That's an interesting combo.
Hopefully.
Hopefully it'll work.
Yeah. I'm excited. I mean, I never would have considered going into business or anything like that, but even just seeing so much of the background work that's done with, you know, Empty Bowls and mm-hmm. stuff like that really inspired me to get into that.
Sure.
And I've already been talking to the the club officers for their Habitat for Humanity clubs and other organizations like that. Mm-hmm. So kind of hoping to keep some of that Empty Bowls work alive when I go into college.
I think you'll find some opportunities there.
I hope so.
And business, I mean, money makes the world go round, right? So business has a certain aspect to that to make it sustainable, for one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not just in terms of green, but having money so you can do it again and again and again. I think it was it the founder of Neiman Marcus? If you take care of the product, it never comes back. If you take care of the customer, they will. Mm-hmm. If I have that proper close.
Sounds about right.
Sounds good.
But it makes sense,
yeah.
Right? So if you put the art, the design into the product so it does what it's supposed to do the first time, so even if it's an empty bowl, it sits on the shelf, it holds something. If it's been glazed for food or whatever, then you can do that, and then it works. And then if they like it, they'll come back for it.
We get people coming back every year saying this is their, 10th bowl, 11th bowl.
I have a collection
many.
Too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. 9 years of bowls.
I think I have some from the girls' days too.
It's crazy.
Yes, it's all good. It's all good. I think quantity-wise, it's what, 400 or so capacity for
the fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people the cafeteria fits. Terms of our lunches are pretty large, but we usually, each year is a little different, but we sell as many tickets as we can. We do a pre-sale, and then you can buy tickets at the door day of the event. As well, the prices go up just a few dollars.
Right.
We kind of made a price change last year. It was the first time we made an increase.
Sure.
And we have maybe between 150 and 200 people at the event.
Mm-hmm.
And it fluctuates, that's the hope.
It's always a busy night. I know I managed to, because it happens to be the town council budget hearing number 2, I'll stop in here, get my shirt, say hi, and then do the reporting thing.
Yeah.
So I can't stay, but
I know
other people are something similar. They may be dropping the kid off to one event and then coming here and then picking up another kid at another event, so it just it flows.
The end of the school year is so busy. There's just so many things happening, and with the high school with us, there's in the next few weeks there's events multiple times a week until graduation.
Correct. And then the senior week, that's a special week.
Oh yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah,
definitely. Good.
I would just like to thank the Franklin Food Pantry for going on this journey with us over the last 10 years, the high school for its continued support, and then just the town of Franklin for embracing Empty Bowls over its 20 plus year journey in Franklin, and the fact that folks keep coming back to the fundraiser. I'm always a little nervous because, as we've mentioned, it's kind of the same every year, right? It's about the bowls and the students and the club and our partnership with the Franklin Food Pantry. So I'm always worried that there's a moment when no one's going to come to the fundraiser. You know, but somehow, you know, to say that we've been able to survive for 10 years and, you know, raise, you know, a good amount of funding and awareness for the pantry is phenomenal. You know, I don't know what the future holds for Empty Bowls. You know, it's kind of predicated on my energy and their, you know, students' commitment to the mission and the club. Sure. But, you know, I'm really thankful. You know, it's not one person that makes Empty Bowls.
No.
It's really lots, as Grace is saying, lots of different hands, lots of different people that plug in, you know, and the partnership we have with the pantry, you know, it's just, it's so beautiful because they handle things that I can't.
Sure.
And I do things that they can't. And from the beginning, it just worked so well because we knew what the goal was, right? To raise awareness and critical funding for the pantry, just to give them a chunk of money that they can then decide what they where they need to put it with no strings attached.
Sure. Yep.
Where they can put that, mm-hmm. that funding. And so it's been really amazing.
Yep.
Really amazing. And it's the students. It's really, I mean, like, I kind of helped kind of facilitate the opportunity, but it's really all of these wonderful people that
really make
it. If
you calculate the hours, it's, you know, what, 2 hours a day, 4 or 5 days a week, however many weeks of the school year, that there's a lot of hours in there potentially, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, for the core group students that have been here for many years, many Mondays, a couple extra days here and there, community events, it's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot that, you know, we fire bowls a couple of times, not always just once, to, you know, there's an Empty Bowls hospital that things get put in that
right.
need an extra layer
right.
here or there. So it's a lot. And then the silent auction, you know, we have folks taking on silent auction work. You know, that those are more bigger, more advanced pieces.
And those take extra care.
And those
extra
take extra
firing,
care.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yep. Yep. Extra thought. So it's just amazing what Empty Bowls has become. In terms of just the amount of people that are really, you know, helping keep it alive and keep, you know, raising awareness for the tree.
Yep.
It's, you know, I'm really humbled.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing cause. And by way of disclosure, I'm on two of the subcommittees, not off the board, so I'm not on the board. I used to be years ago, but two subcommittees, one for advancement, so kind of the communication piece, and one for governance, making sure that they've got a pipeline of committee members, board members, et cetera. And then I do this on the side to help spread the word. So, yeah, on behalf of them, on behalf of me as a community member, thank you for all your time and effort because it matters. It does.
Yeah, it does. I'll also add, too, years ago, we were really lucky. Things have changed a little bit in Franklin where we, Empty Bowls, was able to work with, like, the middle school art clubs,
yes.
you
mm-hmm.
know, yeah. and go to those schools and do some work. And so we have been able to do that in the last
mm-hmm.
few years based on some of the challenges in funding our schools.
Right.
But, like, there's some wonderful photos over there on the Empty Bowls board of and in previous years of students that I met in middle school for like 30 minutes. And I don't remember because it happened so fast.
And then they've come back.
Right? And then like freshman year they pop up and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my. Uh-huh.
You know, and so that's another yeah. piece, you know, depending on what happens June 3rd
mm-hmm.
With the override. You know, that's been also, again, like another element of Empty Bowls is working with colleagues, you know, that span K-12. Different art teachers have also helped, and students at different levels have helped make bowls, too. And
sure.
so it just, again, it just feeds to, you know, all the interconnectedness of Empty Bowls
mm-hmm.
within
yep.
the school district itself and the community.
Yeah, and then assuming a positive result on June 3rd, because of the redistricting, the middle schools will be next door.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
That'll be a nice opportunity because the three will be in one.
Yeah.
And that should make it simpler for, obviously there'll be more numbers, but hopefully that'll help.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't thought through that yet, but that'll...
You've got a few things on your mind this year.
6 days, but who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting?
But yeah, that'll be an interesting piece that hopefully we can explore
right.
and bring
right.
some of those students back into the project, because I've missed that. Their bowls are fun, and one of the first fundraiser, one of the silent auction pieces, I think were made by one of the middle school students.
Ooh.
You know, and so
yeah.
I remember a lot of the pieces, and
sure.
so, you know, that was a great connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be really cool to be able to walk back and forth you know, and maybe do a little bit more collaborating, you know, with those students next door.
Lots of opportunities with the relocation that way.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And you'll be off exploring, defining your new worlds and what your journey is going to look like as you go forward. So best of luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I will definitely be glad to avoid that pickup line next year if they all get combined at 7:30.
Yes, you know, it is what it is. Well, thank you for taking time. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Tickets are still available. And quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.